Welcome to the Igniting Souls podcast with Carrie Oberbrunner. Carrie believes if you want to experience clarity in business and in life, then discovering who you are, why you're here, and where you're going is a must. The Igniting Souls podcast is dedicated to help you do just this. And now, here's Carrie.
So I was filling out a form to be a chaperone on the eighth grade trip in the fall. And there was this question that was asked, what are the three top characteristics of a chaperone? And I thought for a second, and number one, I put flexibility. I'll tell you why. Because I see a lot of people who are not flexible. And listen, sure, there's certain areas that all of us struggle with flexibility, but I'll tell you what, I was going to go on a bike ride just now. In fact, I was on a bike ride. Boom. Hit glass on my tire, didn't even know, but in a matter of about 15 seconds, you know, the tire goes flat. And so now I'm left with, you know, what do? I had this awesome bike ride plan this morning, but I had to change it and my hands got all, you know, crazy. But the point is this, I had to turn back home because the tire is essentially, you know, ripped and punctured. And to go way out and then have it have an issue is not wise. So the point is this, a lot of times we wake up with the best intentions. You know, we say, this is my plan, this is what I'm gonna do today, and we're all set. You know, maybe it's write the book, maybe it's call clients, maybe it's have a fun time with the family, whatever, friends. But sometimes life happens, and when life happens, you need to flex. And you can't control that. Sometimes people beat themselves up. Why'd you ride in that exact spot? You know, who left the glass there? Whatever. That doesn't produce anything effective. The question is, how can I respond in this moment? How can I respond? And so I said, you know what? I'll go tomorrow, get the bike tire fixed today, and I got to adjust. And it reminds me of a few years ago, maybe you saw me doing this if you've been watching for a while, but I was on the sixth grade trip and the bus broke down. Like literally the bus broke down. And we had to stay at a gas station for 3 hours. And we made it a fun time. Let me tell you what, you know, you might say, oh my gosh, 45 sixth graders at a truck stop. Listen, we had a blast. It was a memory. So the point is that you need to flex. You need to flex. Maybe you've heard of the Beatitudes in the Bible, right? Blessed are the poor in spirit. You know, blessed are the meek. But I've heard a funny one, but it's true. Blessed are the flexible, for they shall not break. Of course, that's not true in terms of the actual Sermon on the Mount, but it's a great truth. And think about it today. So if you've ever had a situation where it wasn't, you know, your desire, but you had something thrust at you, go ahead, share it below. Love to hear it. And, you know, maybe you weren't planning on coming to the Igniting Souls Conference, but we are literally down to less than 40 tickets. And the early bird day is coming. We've never sold this many in this short amount of time. But, you know, maybe you need to be flexible and be there and come. If you're not coming, if you are coming, just type in ISC19 at the bottom and be a soul on fire. We'll see you.
Thanks so much for listening to the Igniting Souls podcast. As a subscriber, we challenge you to be more than just a passive listener. Show up, filled up, and become a member of the tribe. Visit us on the web at carrieoberbrunner.com. Remember, the most powerful weapon on earth is the human soul on fire.